Welcome to Crossroad Baptist Church, those who are online and those who are in the parking lot. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen. And today in our Sunday school, we spoke of Elijah receiving the mantle and how great the Lord is. Amen? Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We're so glad to have Keep the Faith with us this morning. And we're so thankful that they had spent time to come to minister to us and to thank the Lord through song. So at this time, they're going to give us our opening selection. Amen.
Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 And I'm singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me.
And I'm singing
hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap
your hands with me.
And I'm singing
hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. What we're having for our scripture this morning is Psalms 29. I like to go by the dates. Give unto the Lord, let us stand for the reading of God's word. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory therewith. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedar of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sharon, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh his hind to calf, and discovereth the force, and in his temple do everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the throne of the floods. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. May God continue to bless the reading of his word. This time we'll have prayer.
To my brothers and sisters of the Crossroads Baptist Church and online services, amen. Good morning. Can we just put our hands together and give our Lord some praise, amen? Amen. The Bible says, I will look up to the hills, which come my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Ain't that something, my mind? All of my help cometh from the Lord, amen. No matter what it is, God is able to supply our need. Let's pray. My precious and heavenly God, Father, we come once again to give you a praise. Give us an honor, Lord. So I thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for a moment of birth. Thank you, Lord, for a moment of time where we can realize and recognize that you are God. A time where we can just come along with you and pray. You are our God. You are our maker. It is you that made us and not we are filled. But Lord God, right now, we come to ask for your presence of the Holy Spirit to come, to bless us, renew our strength. Lord God, and provide we ask for forgiveness of our sins. Cleanse our minds. Cleanse our actions, Lord. We pray, God, that your spirit and your power will come and touch our hearts, change us from the inside out, make us and mold us, Lord. And for the person and for the creature who have us to be. Lord God, we pray, God, that for the words will be spoken for us, pray, God, that something will be said to refresh us, to encourage us, to lead us, and to guide us along this way. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen.
It's time to praise the Lord. Yes, it's time to praise the Lord. Oh, no, don't you wait. It might be too late. It's time to praise the Lord. Oh, it's time to give God the praise. Yes, it's time to give the Lord some praise. Oh, no, don't you wait. It might be too late. It's time to give the Lord the praise. Oh, it's time to magnify him. Yes, it's time to magnify the Lord. Oh, no, don't you wait. It might be too late. It's time to give the Lord the praise. Oh, I just can't stop praising him. I just can't stop praising him. I just can't stop praising the Lord. I just can't stop praising him. I just can't stop praising him. I just can't stop praising the Lord. I just can't stop praising. Just can't stop praising him. I just can't stop praising the Lord. Oh, it's time to praise the Lord. Yes, it's time to praise the Lord.
Amen. It's time to praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, an interesting word came because that's what I'm going to speak on this morning. And the first question in our Sunday school lesson, for those who did not come, is, in whom footsteps do you one day hope to follow? In whom footsteps do you one day hope to follow? That's a good question. And I have an answer coming up in our message this morning. But the announcements for today is, there will be a meeting of the usher board nominating committee immediately following in the small sanctuary. If you're interested in holding an office with the usher board, please contact Doreen Mills. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay, today we thank you for the music that is provided by Keep the Faith. We're so glad that, and thank you for Ms. Sharon Hillman for giving this group the opportunity to share God's praise through music. Our Bible study is via Zoom at the Crossroad every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9. And Zoom may be coming your way for Sunday school as well. That's great. Amen? Amen. So we're so thankful for that. And you know what? It's a blessing to give. It says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And God loves a cheerful giver. So at this time, it's time to give. Give with a cheerful heart as the ushers come and prepare our hearts and minds for the offering. Amen? Amen. You love to give, don't you? Amen. I don't hear too many amens out there, but that's all right.
Let us pray. Heavenly and most gracious Father, as we bow before you, we come with an humble heart. And Father, we just realize you are who you are, that you are a provider for all that we have. And Father, as we come together right now for just giving back to you a portion of what you have blessed us with, we're so thankful for how you have blessed us. And we want to be careful just to give you the praise and the thank you for it. So, Father, as we give today, we just offer to you a portion of your blessings to us. We ask, Heavenly Father, that it will be used for upbuilding of your kingdom. We just pray that you will bless the giver and bless the gift. For us, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I said I'll be all right. Oh, after a while, don't you know, over yonder, beyond the skies, there will be everlasting life. I'll be all right. Oh, yeah. Let me say it again. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I said I'd be all right. Oh, after a while, don't you know, over yonder, beyond the sky, there will be
everlasting life.
I'll be all right.
Oh,
yeah.
After a while.
I said, no more sickness.
After a while.
I said, no more Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. No more
Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
I said, every day
will be like Sunday.
Every day, yeah. Heard somebody say Monday.
Be like Sunday.
Heard somebody say Tuesday.
Be like
well,
Sunday.
Well, what about a Wednesday?
Be like Sunday.
Thursday and Friday.
Be like Sunday.
Every day.
It will be like Sunday.
I said every day. Yeah.
Be like Sunday.
Be no more sickness.
Be like Sunday.
Be no more dying.
Be like Sunday.
Every day.
It will be like Sunday.
Every day.
It will be like Sunday.
Every day. Yeah.
Be like Sunday.
Oh, yeah. After a while.
Every day will be like Sunday. Amen. We thank the Keep the Faith for their selections this morning. You know, my message today is on hope. On hope. I questioned a lot of things as I was going through this message within my mind. And if you have your Bibles, turn to Jeremiah chapter 17 for the reading. I'm going to read a couple scriptures and then go into the introduction. Jeremiah chapter 17, starting with verse 7. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the rivers, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaves shall be green and shall not careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things. Excuse me. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord searcheth the heart. I try the reins even to give every man according to his way and according to the fruits of his doing. I'm going to skip down to verse 13, and I'm going to stop there. O Lord, the hope of Israel and all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. You may be seated. Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful for your love and for your goodness.
for the joy of knowing that you're God all by yourself. And our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We thank you, Father, for today. We pray that as your word go forth, that they'll hear from you and not from me. That you'll speak to the hearts of your people. That you'll guide and direct in everything that we do and say. And we'll always be careful to give you the glory and the praise. In Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, as I was preparing this message, I don't stay up late at night. Many times I go to bed early. I'm an early to bed person. But when I woke up, I went to bed early. I think it was a Wednesday night. And I got up to use the restroom. And on the TV was the MSNBC. I don't watch that very often. I listen to it sometimes. But there was an interesting phrase that kept me up after I walked back through to go to the bed. And it was like, boom, here it is. It was realistically possible. Now, that startled me because I didn't know what Lawrence O'Donnell was talking about. But what he was talking about was the African pullout of Americans. And he says, realistically possible, we're going to get as many people out of that country as possible. Now, a lot of people were beating that up or saying negative things, but that struck a bell to me. Realistically possible. Does that leave any hope for the Americans there? Does that leave any hope for the Africans there? But the government was telling the folks, we're going to do as what we can as possible. That was fair. But I thought about the ones in Haiti with the earthquake. Realistically possible, what are we going to do? We're going to save as many people as we can. The same with the fires and the floods. Just recently we had a flood. People are being destroyed and there's hope. But there's still hope. We think of the pandemic. But there's still hope. There's still hope. So I wanted to know what the meaning of hope was. It was assurance, confidence, boldly, to be patient, to stay, to tarry, to trust. To wait. All has to associate with hope. Things that I long for, to wait, to trust, to be confident or sure, a feeling of expectations, a desire of. So as I turned to the scriptures, I wanted to see how hope could speak to us today. We all said, I hope this pandemic gets over with soon. I hope. The expectation. I hope he gets well soon. So I turned to Jeremiah. There was a lot of scriptures I could have turned to, but I turned to Jeremiah. And I seen the biblical hope, looking away from man to the promise of God.
the confidence, the expectations of what God has promised. There's four characteristics that I wanted to bring out, but I'm going to just give you what I thought of. Hope looks to the future. And if you have your pen, you can write Jeremiah 29:11 there, and I'll just read that real quick before I go to Jeremiah 17. In Jeremiah 29:11,
"For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectation in. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." That's interesting. God knows our thoughts. Amen. Going back to 17, and I'm going to start there. We see that the chapter opens up with the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. And with a point of diamonds, it is graved upon the tables of their hearts. We serve the same God who is able to know our thoughts and our even our thinking afar off. Then we skip down to verse 4. "And thou even thyself shall discontinue thy heritage that I give thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever." Man, when I read that, I didn't see no hope for us, for the children. Because when the Lord gets angry, there's no hope for us. But my hope is built on nothing less. "For thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord." You see that? You see, when trouble comes upon us is when we leave the God we love. You have no hope when you leave God. "For he shall be like the heath in the desert." But verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is." And if you ever read Psalms 1, this is where I think this came from. "For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see heat when it cometh, but her leaves shall be green." There's life, green, tender, fresh, good to look upon. "And shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful." "Shall be." The heart is deceitful. "Above all things, destitute, wicked, who can know it?" Is your heart that desperate, that wicked? Is your heart that wicked? You know your heart. You know the thoughts in your heart. You know what you sing about, what you listen to every day.
Verse 9, the heart. What goes on in the heart? Verse 10, the Lord, I, the Lord, searcheth the heart. That word search means look. I mean, not just glazingly look, but really look for something. You ever lost something and you searched all around? A lot of us search for our phones these days and now. We don't remember where we place it. We don't just look for it. We search for it. We have our helpmates ring it so we can find it. Where's my phone? Have you ever said, where's my Bible? Huh? How many of y'all said, where's my Bible? It don't ring out to you. It don't call you. But where's my Bible? I searched. The Lord searched the heart. I try the reins, even give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doing. My. The Lord knows it, don't he? He knows our desires. He knows our hope. He knows the fruit of our being. You can read verse 11 for yourself. Verse 12 is good. But verse 13. See, I want you to see it for yourself. I can speak of how the Lord spoke to me. Oh, Lord, the hope of Israel. Is that the expectation? Is that the waiting? Is that the confidence? Is that the trust? The hope of Israel. All that forsake thee. All that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord. They ain't forsaken man. They ain't forsaken the church. They haven't forsaken their jobs. They forsaken the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less. They forsaken the fountain of living water. Verse 14 says, heal me. We have testimonies all through this church of how God has healed someone. We know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be if it had not been for the Lord? I should have been dead and in my grave, but it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? He healed me. He healed me, not only of physical, but of mental. You know, he takes that stinking thinking away. And a lot of us still have that. We battle with that. And only way we can get rid of it is not but to stay in his word. To trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understandings. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our paths. Verse 15 says, behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Where is? Are we that example? Are we that servant who's carrying God's word? Are we the light in the darkness? Are we just where is the word of the Lord? As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desire the woeful day. Thou knowest, thou which cameth out of my lips was right before thee. That's my desire. That's my hope. That's my hope, that what I say will be pleasing to God. I say some stupid things sometimes. I do. I mean, I just make some blunder mistakes. But God knows my heart. I want to follow him. And when I stumble and when I fall, I confess, and he forgives me and cleanses me from all unrighteousness. For my hope is built on nothing less. Do you see in verse 17 that word again? See, that's why I wanted you to read the scriptures this morning. Because that hope in 17 is the hope that I want you to have. I can't give it to you. Verse 17 says, be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. I don't know how you see evil. I don't. Young people see evil one way. Senior citizens see it another way. Men see it one way. Women see it. But evil, say it again, is evil. Our country is going through some evil days. I never understood why folks don't want us to vote. I don't. But they're doing some evil things to stop folks from voting. So what do we do? What do we do? We vote. We try to do what's right. We just do what's right. I like what Nike did when they came out. I don't like all the other things they did, but they came out with just do it. Just do it. That's all we got to do, is do what's right. Why are we contemplating doing what is evil? Evil is evil. I don't care how you look at it. It's still going to turn out evil. You can't make it right. So the hope that we see, I'm going to turn to Romans chapter 5, but I want to read 18 before I go there. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Man, that's something to be scared about. That's something that you don't want to see. That's something that you don't want to experience. You think illness is something? I even see this being even worse than cancer. Double destruction. Who can win against that? Let's turn to Romans chapter 5. Because in closing, this is what the Lord wants us to see. Romans chapter 5. Acts Romans. Y'all there? Amen? Amen. I like that. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We take for granted that everybody has peace. But only peace comes from God. In the midst of all this fire and floods and pandemic and voters' repression and all these other things, the only peace we can have comes from God. If you don't hear nothing else, be sure you hear that peace comes from God. By whom also we have access by faith and to his grace, wherewith we stand. And rejoice in hope. The glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience. Man, that's hard for us Christians. I don't know about you. Let me say me. It's hard for me because tribulations brings to me, a whole lot of stinking thinking. What can I do to get out of this trouble? What trouble did I do to get in? Man, I got to go home and explain. It brings a whole lot. You understand what I'm saying? So do I really want that patience God wants to give me? I need it. But do I want it? Tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, there go that word again. Hope. Do you see the hope yet? And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Ain't that a promise? Ain't that a promise that we can claim to? I can sing hallelujah, hallelujah. My hope is built on nothing less, because he gives us that hope. But without that, you're going to die and go to hell. I'm telling you, it's the truth. You're going to die and go to hell. And ain't nothing you can do about it, because you didn't put your trust in Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No other way. No other way. I don't care how you try to do it. If you don't do it that way, you're going to hell. That's the truth. If I never said anything else, that's the truth. The Bible tells us we all sin and come short. There's none righteous. He made a way. Trust the Lord. Verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. The ungodly, which I was until Christ entered into my life. Until he entered, I was ungodly. I'm unthought of. I tell folks I'm not all that. I'm not. I'm a sinner saved by grace. And for grace, I'm saved. For scarcely will a righteous man will one die, yet pre-eventually for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 10, for if when we were enemies, and we were enemies. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy. You see that word joy? That's what our country needs today. Some joy, something we can look forward to, an expectation. Joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. So what am I saying in all that I said? What are you building your hope on? What is your building your hope on? Because if we look to man, we see what man can do. And when we look to God, we see what God can do. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for it? Because time is running down. I tell folks I'm so glad I'm closer to heaven than this side. Because we never know when he's going to call us home. He's going to call us home. It's appointed unto you to die. You're going to die one way or the other. Believe it or not, you're going to die. So I end with this. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I do not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock, I stand. I don't know about you. I don't know, but my hope is, my desire is, my trust is that you trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Because there's no other way. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't know him today, come and admit, Father, I'm without you. He accepts you just as you are. He did with me. He did with the children of Israel. He did in Jeremiah's days, Ezekiel days. Our pastor is preaching about some bones. I couldn't see no hope in them bones, but the Lord could. He put them bones together. He put skin in them. And then he put breath in them. And he told us that's a great army. We're a great army if we just yield to him. Trust in the Lord. You get COVID, trust in the Lord. You going home one way or the other. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Are you willing? That's all we're here about. Not for form or fashion, but to be a servant. That's why we go to Sunday school, to talk about the goodness of the Lord. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. Are you willing? Are you willing to hear God speak to your heart? If so, will you come? Let's stand. Father, you know the hearts of your people here today. You know our desires, our confidence, our trust, our convictions, even our stupid thinking, Father. So, Father, we come confessing to you that we have all sinned and come short. You told us in your word that there's none righteous. No, not one. So, Father, we come trusting you not only to save us and to keep us and to protect us and to guide us and to lead us in the path of righteousness for thy name's sake, but to call those who have not come. You said, come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and you promised to give them rest. We thank you for those who accepted that challenge, Father, and who accepted you. And Father, some days we struggle worse than others, but you know that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we ask that you call those who haven't made that choice, Father. We thank you for our pastor who's absent. Would you give him safety? May you bring those who've never received you, your son, as their savior, to come today. Father, and we'll always give you the glory and the praise. For it's in Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to ask to keep the faith to give us a song. And if there's one who needs to come as they sing.
There's one announcement.
Okay.
Doran Mills, please stay. Francis Chambers, James Patterson, Becky, will you stay? Queen Slaughter, Siobhan Johnson, Tony Smith, Mrs. Smith, would you stay, please? And also Tarnisha Pierman, if you all would please remain behind in the sanctuary after we've been dismissed. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Oh, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you.
while I'm praying, I want you to help me. Oh, yes. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey, Lord. Help me on my way. Oh,
prepare to receive the benediction. Father God, we thank you for the word today, the word of hope, Lord God, for there is only hope in you. And Lord, we thank you for the messenger today, God. Lord, as we prepare now to leave this place, but never your presence, oh God, we ask that you keep us and guide us. Order our steps, oh Lord, that we will put our hope and trust in thee. And Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Now may the sweet communion of the blood of God rest upon us both now until we meet again, for it's in the blessed name of Christ we do pray. And all the saints of God say, amen, amen, amen. Amen.